Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Friday, February 23rd, 2024. And today we are sharing our podcast wins of the week. So if you don't mind, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, if you are listening live on Clubhouse, and share it however it allows you to do that. And if you're listening on the podcast, please share it with a podcast friend. We would appreciate it. And in the meantime, give me about 2 minutes, and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning again, podcasting morning chat. Thank you for being here. Happy Friday. Looking forward to celebrating your wins of the week. And I almost feel like it may be time to retire the wheel, or at least stop saying every Friday that we're going to spin the wheel, because we haven't done that, at least since we've started this live stream as a podcast. We have not gone to that wheel. So maybe it's more of a standby if we are looking for some additional content in the morning. So we'll see. The wins are more important to me anyway, and I think that a lot of us can learn from each other's wins. In the meantime, I'm going to go to our moderators and say good morning and kick it off with an icebreaker. Good morning to you, Nick. Thanks for being here. And here is today's icebreaker. Can you share a recent, or I guess not so recent, doesn't have to be super recent, can you share a recent successful networking story and how it impacted your podcast? And let me just say, I came up with this one because I was thinking about the past couple of days when we've been talking about community and what it does for a podcast and for a brand and for an individual. I don't feel like we got into a lot of the advantages of networking and how community can create some opportunities around that. So that's why I have this as the question. And Nick, I'll say it again. Can you share a recent successful networking story and how it impacted your podcast? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. So, and stemming off the whole idea of community, I know Mark has brought up several times at a mastermind group that like him, myself, Simona were a part of with a couple other podcast professionals. And that has been probably one of the coolest networking experiences that I've had in a long time. Being surrounded by some of the other professionals a lot of new tools, specifically in AI and podcasting, things like that, end up coming up, or people meet other people that are using these tools or creating these tools even. And we've had a couple different companies now that we've gotten connected with for Next Gen Podcaster as a result of that little community. So one of them, we currently have a brand deal going on right now. And just recently we had a phone call with another one that someone had connected us with. So that's probably been one of the coolest, in my opinion, networking experiences so far.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm sharing the link here to Minvo, which is who we got connected with through that networking group that Nick is talking about. And one of the people said, hey, I'm talking to this company, but I can't work with them. I feel like you guys would be great, a great fit. And turned out we were. So Minvo, and we're so happy that it's Minvo because we are really enjoying the product and we're enjoying being more or less like a beta tester. And what's cool is it seems like our influence makes a big difference with them. They are actually appreciating our feedback and implementing a lot of our feedback. And if you haven't seen it yet, by the way, Nick put out a short this week where they added a timeline editor. So it used to be just transcription editing when it would produce your multiple clips from your long form content. It used to be just like, say, Opus, where you could edit it with your transcript, but now they added that timeline editor to it too, and it has a lot of cool features. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. And that was a little impromptu plug for Minvo. And that is our affiliate link, by the way. Simona, good morning to you. I feel like you're a big networking person. I know you used to do stuff like BNI, and I feel like you're always on the go meeting with people. So I'm curious for your answer. Can you share a recent or not so recent successful networking story and how it impacted your podcast? Good morning.
You bet I can. Good morning. So yes, I love to meet new people. I love to go in, you know, different rooms, different spaces to, you know, I don't know, just collaborate with new people, learn from other people and see what they're all doing. I have two, they're both really quick, that I'm going to share from this week alone. And I'll preface this by saying, like, I'm someone who I'm really protective of my time, like how much time I spend on a call, you know, how many calls I take a day, what's the purpose of the call and all of that, because I'm just intentional with where I put my time, not because I'm so busy and I don't want to take calls, but because I just, I don't know. I just want to stay in integrity with that. And I think that's important too, to know that boundary. But two things. So one of them this week was a podcast interview that I did on my podcast that, it was a last minute booking that I didn't even realize could be a thing in my new booking software. And I guess I didn't set the parameters properly. So I think he booked within like 24 hours of me sending the booking link. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this interview, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, well, I could push it or I could just take the call. It's fine. I'll just take the call. So it was yesterday morning. And we hopped on the podcast interview. And before we did, you know, he started saying, oh, I really like your podcast. Like, I was listening to some episodes. You're a really good interviewer, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's really nice. Thank you. Anyway, so we started chatting right before the podcast and started asking me questions. And he was telling me about his coaching programs and the business that he runs. And he does really well. They just did a number one bestseller book launch on the 20th, which was really cool for him. And that call, just having a conversation, just talking between the two of us, he introduced me to his marketing team. His marketing team is putting my podcast as their recommended growth mindset podcast, one of their recommended growth mindset podcasts in their network. And they're also taking some of my online courses, and we're working out what an affiliate deal might look like for something like that. So all because he came on as a guest and we just started chatting beforehand. So that was really cool. And I want to highlight a second one that we had this week. So, you know, if you're listening to this, maybe you don't know yet, we're planning an in-person event for the end of June, and we had a call this week because we we had a call this week because we're Lloyd George is one of the people who's planning the event with us. And so it was a call between Dominic, Lloyd, Mark, and myself. And it was just such a fun call. And what I think I love the most about it was this collaboration between people from totally different spaces who we probably wouldn't have ever, you know, been planning an event together in this way. I met Lloyd through, I can't remember how I met him, to be honest with you, but he came on my podcast and did a 4-part series about brand deals. And he's also in that mastermind with Nick and Mark and I and Walt. And it was really cool just to see the collaboration between the four of us and how we all come from different places in the podcast space, different areas of expertise to create something really cool to shake up the industry. I'm really proud of that. And I'm really grateful to have been part of that call this week. So yeah, those would be two networking opportunities that I really love this week.
Thank you, Simona. Appreciate that. And I echo that. I really enjoyed that call. And it's made me even more excited for all of us in this room who at least have the intentions of coming at the end of June to our event. I really think this is going to be special. And I think it's the start of something unique and different. Well, that's the same thing, really, right? Unique and special. And by the way, there's Lloyd George. I shared the link here live, and I'll put it in the show notes. I'm sharing this particular YouTube video. Lloyd has just started vlogging. Lloyd's definitely a creative, and he likes to try different things, and he started vlogging. And I'm sharing this particular video because you will see within the first 2 or 3 minutes that call that Simona is referencing. Yeah, you'll see a little bit of that call, or hear and hear a little bit of that call. So check that out.
Mark, we're also halfway through too. There's a whole part. We made it into the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't get that far yet. I got about 6 or 7 minutes through. So cool. That's awesome. All right. We have such a full stage here. I'll ask the moderators, do any of you want to share a networking story that you feel is really significant that you want to share with the group? All right. Go ahead, Dominic. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is well. And the like on cue.
What's for lunch?
Today is turkey pot pie.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're switching it up a little bit today. So yeah, I swear, it's like you know when the oven's ready and done preheating.
It's kind of perfect, actually. I kind of like it.
So recently, next week, for the Black History Month finale, we're going to release an episode about Ann Lowe. Ann Lowe was a famous fashion designer who did the dress for Jackie Kennedy's wedding with JFK. And so Lisa Woolfork, who is a good friend of mine, has the podcast Stitch Please. I love that name, by the way. She introduced me to Elizabeth Way, and Elizabeth Way is the curator and historian at the Fashion Institute of Technology. And so I was able to interview her and add her to this Ann Lowe piece. Now, this Ann Lowe piece, I had written about 90% of it 2 years ago. And for whatever reason, it just never released. And so it was just kind of cool to, even though it never came out, it worked out because now I get to have this great historian on this piece who did some work on Ann Lowe herself. And it's just going to make the piece so much stronger than it was before. So that's my story.
That's very cool. Yeah, very cool. Thank you, Dominic. There are stories behind the storytelling. And I love hearing the behind the scenes as far as Black is America goes. So thank you, Dominic. Appreciate that. I see Walt wants to share something. So good morning to you, Walt. What's going on? You want to share a networking story?
Good morning, yes, and also just continuing to advocate for a Chef Dom podcast. Cool audio experience with that ding from the air fryer oven or whatever it is. But yeah, so I have a lot of cool stories, but the one that just kind of popped in my head was, so for those who don't know, I work at a media company. It's one of the largest Black-owned media companies and biggest distributor of Black content. And I come from the independent podcast world, but I met someone on LinkedIn because I saw they got a job that I was considering applying for as a Black woman. So I reached out and I was like, congratulations, you took my job. Not that aggressive, but essentially, oh, I was applying for that too. And then we just connected and talked and just stayed in touch for several months. And then they were in a position where they were considering this one job. They stepped down from that other one because it wasn't the right place. They're considering another one, and they're just asking me this and that about podcasting. And then they one day asked me if I'd be interested in this job opening at this place. So, because I just kind of reached out to someone on LinkedIn because I like to know all the Black people in podcasting. They kind of led me to build a relationship that helped when I was they were considering like who's the best person to bring in to help launch this network. So yes, got the opportunity to launch a podcast network for a large media company in the entertainment world, just because I was nosy on LinkedIn.
Just because somebody stole your job.
Someone stole my job. I wouldn't have gotten it once I realized what it was, but
yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Walt. Appreciate it. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to dive into your wins from the week. And we've got some people up here on stage. And those of you who are in the audience, feel free to come up and join us if you want to share some wins. And I want to start doing this a little more regularly. Why do we share our wins? Why does anyone care? I'm sure some of you think that, right? Like, why would we do this? Why would anyone care to hear my wins? Well, whether you've landed a major sponsor or you've hit a milestone of 100 or 1,000 downloads, for example, or you successfully stuck to your content production schedule for this week, I think recognizing these victories, these wins, whether you consider them big or small, can give a boost of positivity and motivation. And it's a reminder that progress is progress, no matter the size. And it sets a positive tone for the upcoming week. And plus, I don't think a lot of people take a minute to pat themselves on the back and say, hey, I did that. And if you feel like I don't have a major podcasting win this week, it doesn't have to be a content creation win. You could have nailed a presentation at work. You finally got around to the workouts. I know I've used Amanda Yoa as an example of that a few weeks ago when she shared. Or you set a goal to drink more water and you did it this week. So whatever it is, I want to toast to our wins and keep that good energy flowing. And I want to start that with Billy. Good morning, Billy. Would you share any wins you've got from this week?
Good morning. Good morning. So I have made a pretty decent sized investment to my business by getting a new CRM and marketing platform and blah, 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 all the things that I talked about early on in the week. And so it's Friday. I'm still alive, even though I've just been staring into the software for hours and hours of my life and probably the most tedious thing I've ever done. However, I'm making progress. So I'm going to be a real boy. I'm going to be a real business boy one day. Here we are.
That last point, that last share, I want to make sure I heard it right. So were you talking about your streaming your lives? Is that what you were talking about? And that that it's become kind of tedious, or was that more of the business stuff? I kind of missed it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was trying to be funny. No, it's the CRM, like putting the CRM together, and websites and workflows. Well, Mark, I think you're a victim of the the auto response on an
Instagram
chat. So yeah, there you go. If you message me right now, nothing makes sense. So it's
fine. I think Alex can relate to that. He cannot figure out how to turn that thing off. Simona, yeah, go ahead.
I just want to ask, is this new software that you're using, is it Go High Level?
No, I think it's very similar to Go High Level from what I understand, but it's called Pinnacle AI. And I don't know. I mean, they might white label that. I'm not sure, but who knows?
I had the same feeling looking into Go High Level because I just moved all of my stuff over about a month ago. And I was like, wow, it was nuts.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing so far. I mean, and it's kind of cool because I've like not done a very good job at separating, you know, like just all my contacts, for instance, for like email purposes. And so I'm over here like, holy smokes, I've worked with a lot of people in the last couple of years. So it's kind of cool to put a number on how many people you worked with and all that. So yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm still alive. I mean, for whoever does this for a living, like marketing, like whoever spends all their time in this type of platform, God have mercy on your soul. Well, I gotta say.
Well, thanks for that share, actually, Billy, because that's definitely something I have recognized I need to work on as well, and just started thinking about it. So you've at least got me on that path, even though it sounds a little bit overwhelming. But I'm looking forward to checking that out. Thanks.
Yeah, I actually have a call in like 30 minutes with the VA at their company because I'm like, I think I'm just going to hire you. I'm going to give you a list of stuff I need done that I think I need done. You tell me if it's possible.
Right.
We'll see.
Thanks for the share, Billy. Congratulations. And I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to Soda. Good morning to you, Soda. Good to have you on stage. I feel like we haven't talked to you up here on stage this week, so it's nice to see you. Nice to chat with you. If you don't mind, please share your wins of the week.
Yeah, it's been a while because my child has been waking up at 5 instead of 3.
Oof.
Today it was 3, though, so she's wide awake. But yeah, so I have a couple exciting wins. So I have wanted to create a fantasy book cover since I was 13. Okay, so yes, that's fine.
That was very funny.
Don't you? I wish Amanda Sharp were here. She would be dying over that.
I know.
So beautiful to hear.
Yes. So yeah. So I've always wanted to make a fantasy book cover, and I finally had one release. A fantasy book release with my art. Yeah. And so that's really exciting.
Oh my goodness. Somebody's full of energy this morning.
So much energy. So, and then I did an interview about it, a couple of interviews over TikTok, and one of them I even earned money for. So now I could say I am a professional fantasy book cover artist and a professional TikToker. So those are my two wins.
That's an awesome, those are awesome wins. Thank you. And also nice to have a little bit of laughter first thing in the morning. So thank you for that. But yes, that's awesome. I love that it continues to prove to me when we make space for doing the things that we love, that we get rewarded for it. And oftentimes I'm noticing more and more, we get rewarded for it rather quickly. So I love that you did that, Soda. I love that you just followed that I'll call it a dream that you've had, and you did it. You got recognized for it. You got a nice little TikTok deal out of it. That's awesome. Congratulations, Soda. By the way, are you open to sharing? What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Ember.
Ember.
And she's turning 4 in a week.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to Ember. All right, let's go to Jackie. Jackie, good morning to you. You want to share some wins from your week?
Good morning, everyone. Well, I shared wins at the beginning of the week, so those are still great wins. despite my family having pink eye and ear infections like all around right now, we've been blessed with that. This is going to sound funny to some people, but I told my husband a couple weeks ago, you're going to work on Stranger Things because they film out here in Atlanta. And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, nope, you're going to work on Stranger Things. And initially I said the whole run, and I was like, maybe not the whole run, maybe here and there. And guess what? yesterday he got the call and he's working on Stranger Things tonight. And he looked at me with this look in his eyes. And then my mom called me because I told her that. And she's like, are you saying that you told him he was going to work on Stranger Things and now he's actually working on Stranger Things? And I go, mother, maybe you'll believe me a little more whenever I tell you things now, won't you? And she just laughed. But that's a great win because that's a huge production to get on. And now his name is on the roster. So every time they need somebody, they're probably going to call him to fill in. And that's beautiful because they're shooting till the end of the year. I think they're doing 2 seasons because of the kids aging. So yeah, that's a huge win for my family. So I'm super excited about that.
That is awesome. And he does, he does cameras. Is that right? He does video.
He's a first AC. Yeah. So he's like in charge of the camera unit. But like Stranger Things has like 8 camera units. So he's doing drone tonight, I believe.
Ooh, cool. Very cool. Congratulations. That's awesome. That is cool. And yeah, those kids are definitely growing up. I've seen some trailers. I have to admit, I loved season one, started season two, and I can't say that I didn't enjoy it, but somehow stopped. And now I just feel like it's way too much effort.
Season four, I agree. Got so good.
You know what? I had like, when season two came out, I was postpartum and I was having crazy dreams because I was like freshly postpartum. And I had this insane dream and Casey and my mom looked at each other and they were like, how did she know? Like, evidently it's something that happens in the like actual series, but I was asleep in the room next door. So it's really weird that I had that dream. And I was like, yeah, I can't do this right now. And since then I haven't, but someday I will catch up, especially because now he's working on it and I watch everything he works on. So.
Very cool. Well, congratulations to him and congratulations to you. You shared some of the, like you said, those wins earlier this week. So congratulations and stay healthy. All right, let's go to Amanda. Amanda, good morning to you. Yeah, I feel like I know you were on stage the other day and I wanted to say, please forgive me because I don't think we got to you. And then I think you had to bounce. So please forgive me for that. And good to chat with you this morning. Please share some wins of the week.
Hey, no worries. And yeah, I feel you on the Stranger Things. I kind of fell off after season one as well. I started watching season two and then kind of got lost in the sauce and then just maybe we'll pick it back up. I don't know. But wins for me this week, and this ties into the networking question that you also asked earlier. So I had a woman on my podcast. Her name is Julianne Waters. She's known as Juju. She has her own show on YouTube and she just started her own podcast called Dear Juju. She's so amazing. She's a choreographer, director, writer, producer, lives out in Hollywood. She's worked with many celebrities. She was kind of like their go-to gal, calls herself the influencer's influencer. Because, you know, when you're in that celebrity, you know, show business community, you're kind of sometimes surrounded just, you know, by the people that, you know, do your hair, do your makeup, and whatnot. So she was always the go-to for the celebrities of, where'd you get your nails done? I love that. And they kind of picked up on the trends that she was putting down. So it was really cool to interview her and hear her story, and her personality is just over the top. Love her so much. So I was working on my podcast and I thought about doing a trailer and I want to do an audio trailer, but then something sparked in my mind and was like, Amanda, why don't we do like a video trailer as well for Instagram? That would be fun. So I thought, you know what? I would love to do that. And I have like a vague idea of what I want to do, what I want to accomplish, but I need like some brainstorming help with the nuts and bolts. So Juju popped in my mind. I'm like, she would know, like she does all of her content. If you look her up, she has like a pitch for a TV show that she's trying to do. I think she's just recently pitched it to HGTV. She had them out at her house this week. So, you know, I thought if anybody would be able to help me with something like this, it would be her. I don't know if she has the time, but it's worth a shot asking her. So I messaged her and said, hey, look, I'm thinking of doing a trailer. I really would like to do a video, but I'm kind of like lost a little bit with, you know, the nuts and bolts. Would love to brainstorm with you if you have time. And she was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. I would love to help you create that. So I'm going to be creating my video reel with a producer from Hollywood, which wow. I think is really cool. Yeah. So I'm excited for that conversation. I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. And yeah, if you guys have time, definitely check her out. It's Dear Juju. She's on YouTube and all the audio platforms.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Very cool. I feel like we've got a bit of a Hollywood-ish theme going on here this morning. And that's really cool. And thank you for that, Cher, because it's one of the things that is overlooked often, especially by new podcasters when they get started, is the opportunity that hosting guests on our podcasts create huge networking opportunities. When we have these guests on, I think sometimes people, you know, will host the guest, do the thing, promote the episode, and move on and forget about the guest. And the guest moves on and forgets about the host. But I love that Amanda thought to herself, you know, I could use some help here. I just had an awesome conversation with this person. Maybe she'll help. And that you had the courage, I was going to use maybe a little more of a slang term. You had the courage to actually just reach out and say, hey, I could use some help. I love that. So thank you. And I encourage people to think about that a little bit more. And I encourage you to reach out to guests, even if you don't have a specific request like Amanda did. Just reach out every so often when you see, say, a reel or a TikTok or a blog or an article that you know relates to that guest, something that they'd be interested in, send that off to them. Just say, hey, saw this, thought of you. Hope all is well. That's networking. That's a form of networking. And you never know where it could lead. Thank you for sharing that, Amanda. Awesome. All right, I'm going to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you. Please share any wins from your week.
Good morning, sir. I've been going through my head trying to figure out how to frame this explanation because it is so convoluted, and I'll do my best. But I'm gonna share a win with it being my networking story. Because I guess you could say the win is I just launched the first episode of what we're going to call season two, which is cool. But the networking piece, you know, to me, it's hard to say the networking piece was this one person, because to me, that kind of, contradicts the idea of the fact that you've created a network. It's, you know, my network story involves this person who talked to that person who was that person and that person and that person. So with that, my first guest for season two is a young lady named Julielle. And the networking element of that is a lot of people in this room will know of Maddie True, who's an artist that I helped develop. Record with her, make things with her. She is always thanking me for all the friends I've given her. And it's musicians and it's players and it's people that she's worked with and it's songwriters, and they're relationships that she's made, but I've made a lot of those introductions. I've kind of helped build that network. And the win that I see really in the context of networking is I can look back at a lot of those people and I can see where, yes, they helped my podcast, but the network was built when I had an opportunity to help them before the podcast even existed. And they became friends and they became colleagues and all of that before that existed. So to try to just nutshell that, Julielle is the first guest for season two. I met Julielle through Maddie. She met Julielle through Caroline. Caroline was my first guest in season one. The three of them knew each other because they did a songwriting event together in Florida last year. And the video director for the music video for Julielle, who was also in Maddie's music video, as was Caroline, the same video director who directed other things, was, you know, does all the music for our podcast, but was also my intern in 2015 at a record label when he didn't own a camera and hoped to be a video director. And the fact that all those people have been able to help each other, and yes, now they're helping me, but all of that is a networking win for not how it's just benefited me, but it benefited all of them as well. And it's a great episode for the start of season two. So dropped yesterday, Julielle McMahon on keys. Thanks.
You're welcome. Congratulations. And thank you for that share. I love the web that networking weaves sometimes. And yeah, taking a step back sometimes and thinking about those connections we make and the opportunities that come from it, and then following the trail and realizing, wow, it was from that thing I did way back when, and I met this person and that person, and here we are. I think that's awesome. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, and the extra awesome part is I can see how they've had opportunities to help each other when I was not even involved. Once the network was made, you know, there's been a lot of opportunities where they've served one another, and I just get to sit back and watch.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I love that too.
Very cool. And when's your, when's that big event that you're going to be interviewing all sorts of artists one after the other?
That is next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's Country Radio Seminar here in Nashville. I was invited to do some interviewing for that. And, surprisingly, we have an entirely full schedule. So, we've got a full wagon loaded. I've got Maddie on hand to help me as a co-host / sidekick, and another networking win, my fiddle player for Chris Cagle, who I've employed as a fiddle player with lots of people for years, is going to be working behind the scenes for me. So yeah, that's sneaking up. I've got about 5 days to prep yet. So yeah, thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yes, it is. Congratulations. Looking forward to hearing how that goes. And yeah, thank you for sharing. All right, I'm going to go to Linzea. Good morning. 2 days in a row, Linzea. Good to have you up here. Please share any wins from your week.
Yeah, well, grateful to be here. When drama starts early, I'm home. So it works for the drop-off. that's part of my win. I love being in this room. And of course, I also am far from rushing my baby from growing. So mm-hmm. I enjoy the mornings with him most, you know.
Yeah.
My win this week is that we launched. So we are going to be 3 years in our daily self-love practice, 5 days a week on March 6th, and the accompanying journal. And we're doing a 30-day consistency challenge together. And so super proud that that has been published. The challenge is available. That we were able to order more journals because so many sold immediately, which is a huge blessing. And this is how we are celebrating our commitment to loving ourselves daily. So big things happening and very excited. And tomorrow at an event of over 100 people, I'll be performing our self-love ceremony. So big week in the house of self-love, and definitely grateful and celebrating it all the way.
Awesome. Congratulations. That's cool. 3 years of that house on Clubhouse. We're at like 2 years. And congratulations to you, Lindsay. I personally can relate to how much work that is. And when you're enjoying it, doesn't really feel like work. And I see you, and I see how you nurture that community. And it's a beautiful thing. And it certainly provides inspiration for me, to me, when it comes to this community. All right.
Well, this community is pretty amazing too. So I love what Clubhouse has been able to do, right? Bring us, talk about networking. Like, we get to network. I just got out of the shower. In any other way, shape, or form, I'd never be connecting with all of you.
Right. It's so true.
Put you on a Bluetooth speaker, listen to celebrations, and make it out for my turn. So going back to that networking opportunity, look at what we're able to do and the people we're able to connect with. And this beautiful community is one of them that I definitely value. So thank you, Mark. And celebrating you in 2 years, we've been all collectively showing up in beautiful ways. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I think it's funny how, you know, people will look at me cockeyed when I say, yeah, we do it on Clubhouse. What? Clubhouse? That's still a thing? I thought that left 2 years ago. I thought that was a dead thing. And you know what? To some people, it is. And to others like us, I mean, look at this room. We've got this a jam-packed room, a jam-packed stage. Community is community. It doesn't matter where you are, it matters who you are and who makes up the community. All right, I'm coming to you, Chris. Good morning to you. Good to have Song Swap Showdown representation on stage. We're missing Amanda, and we know she's busy and got a lot going on, so thank you. And yeah, please share any wins from your week.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, good morning, everybody. Happy TGIF. I was telling Mark the other night, I said I've been listening to the podcast version of Podcast Morning Chat because I haven't been able to make a bunch of the rooms lately. But I said I really enjoyed the experience of listening to the room on Spotify. I don't know why. It just, there's something about like being able to like flip it on at like 6 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night when I'm driving, and I get to hear everybody. And I said, I don't know, it's kind of like hanging out with friends, my friends at like, you know. I said, I've really enjoyed the experience. So I don't know if everybody else is feeling the same way, but I've definitely been trying to keep up on the room and all that through Spotify. So congratulations on getting that launched, because I love that idea. Wins, I guess, for Song Swap Showdown, a couple cool things. I mean, we hit 5,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel this week, which was a big accomplishment for us after sort of stalling out a little bit in the month of January. And in February, we had some little bit of a decline in engagement, but it started going way back up over the last few weeks. So it's really been great and helping us out on our goals there, because our goal is to hit 10,000 followers before the end of this year, or subscribers, I should say, on YouTube. So that's our overall goal. So we're halfway there, which is nice being in February. And we actually updated. It's been sort of a pain in the neck for Amanda and I, our website, you know. And I know you guys, that episode that really did about talking about websites, I thought was really helpful. But we actually wound up going, and we got a pod page for the website. And it's great because it's all automated. And that was the big thing of like being able to automate the process. And so the whole pod page thing has really been a big help, which then led to us finally deciding to make our Patreon account. And so now we have a new Patreon, which we're excited about. And we literally just launched that this week as well. So super excited with stuff going on with the Song Swap Showdown front. And of course, you know, thanks to Jeff and Dominic for being guest hosts this last between January and February, because those were a lot of fun. And that's something too Amanda and I are looking to do a lot more of this year, to sort of break it up a little bit more. And it seems like people really enjoy it. So we're going to keep doing it. On a personal front, just things I don't talk about a ton, but I kind of really got committed again to getting my business practice back up and running, Rocket Growth Agency, which is my business mentorship and advisory for creative service-based professionals. So I've been running something I never did before, stepped out of my comfort zone. Was I've run webinars, but I've never done the same webinar 5 times in a row in different time slots. Never done that before. I was advised by a friend to do it. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy I did it, because it's really been a big help. And a lot of people have been attending it. It's my webinars, how to know what to charge most people don't know what to charge for their creative services. So it's all about helping people understand what to charge, helping them with their self-worth, their value, and all that. And some folks from this room have attended, and thank you so much for all your support, and thanks everybody who's pushed it out. But I'm doing the last one today. But it has been such a rewarding experience. I'm glad I did it. And I actually wound up, you know, getting some new clients from that as well. So super happy. So I'm feeling very full, very grateful, very appreciative for everybody, for everybody's support and all the positive energy that I get from being in this room. So thanks, everybody. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the day and weekend. Appreciate you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and I got to see Alex this week, too. In
person. Oh, yeah.
So that was awesome. That was a whole other thing too. Yeah, this week just is like been jam packed. I got to see Alex and Stacy, and got a new podcasting group happening in New Jersey, which is super exciting. So, and I'm gonna be Mike Ham and I are actually gonna be speakers at that next month. So, I think they're doing it hybrid. So you guys may be able to jump on and check out what me and Mike Ham have to say.
Love that. Very cool. Lots of wins for you, Chris. Congratulations and congrats on that 5,000 subscriber mark.
Thank you.
That's a big milestone, and glad that the website conversation was helpful. I just shared a link to Podpage because Podcasting Morning Chat's using Podpage as well, and that is an affiliate link, FYI. But yeah, that's awesome, and so many wins. And I got to say, it was definitely a win for me to hear from you, just to say, you know, I'm really digging hearing this at night or whenever, you know, just being able to listen to the podcast whenever I want. That was a win. It put a smile on my face. And thank you for telling me that, because, you know, it really makes a huge difference when people share that kind of feedback. So it means a lot. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And one more quick thing, because I haven't been up on stage in a while, and I mm-hmm. do want to thank Soda, because Soda asked me to be a guest on her podcast, and we had a great time, and I was really appreciative of that. So thank you for the opportunity, Soda. I'm looking forward to that episode. That was a lot of fun. It's been a little bit since I was a guest on someone else's show, so it was kind of got the fires going again. So thank you for that opportunity.
And, you know, the business thing, how you said you're kind of getting your business back up and running, and I just wanted to commend you. You're doing a great job, at least from a social media standpoint. I see you out there, and I see you promoting what you're doing, and it's awesome. So congratulations on that too. Let's see. Did I want to say, okay, no, I'm going to keep it moving. Oh, Jeff, did you have something?
Yeah, just real quick. I just want to make sure that everybody sees the network, Mark, that you have built. You know, Chris was talking about me having been on his podcast. Chris, I see that you're the first comment on my new episode on YouTube this morning. So thank you for that. Because yeah, you've clearly, you know, built a network of people that are also able to help each other. And I know you know that, but we're talking about networking. So I just want to make sure and underline that. And Chris, if you'll send me the link to your thing today, I don't know that I can do it, but I want to try. So send it to me, bud. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Chris, you are off mic, just FYI. I didn't know if you wanted to say something. Nope. Okay.
Nope. Sorry.
That's okay.
Do you have the link, Chris, that you could pin at the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pop it in the chat right
here.
Now.
I'll make you a mod so you can pin it at the top. There you go. I'm sure you know how to do that. If you don't, let me know. You can text it to me. All right. You know what? Jeff, thank you. Thank you for saying that. It does mean a lot, and it does warm my heart to see all these connections and sometimes find out after the fact, even though I'm a little disappointed I missed, because I know Soda usually does those interviews live, so I'm sad that I missed it, and I love hearing when these connections happen from within this community. And I'm quickly going to go off script, quote unquote, and share a win because of Jeff's share. So yesterday, you know, Thursdays, I send out my weekly newsletter to subscribers, and I got a reply from somebody. His name is Craig, and he was actually just asking me a different question, something about the newsletter. And then he actually started his email by saying, I don't know if you remember me, but you helped me with getting my podcast off the ground. And I did remember him, and he took advantage of one of my free strategy podcast strategy calls, and he had a bunch of content and wanted to start putting it out there as a podcast and just hadn't done it yet. And I gave him a bunch of advice, direction, guidance, etc. And so I had asked him, I remember you. And I said, how's it going? Did you get the podcast up and running? And his reply, I'm going to read some of it to you. He said, I did. And by the way, this is a win for all of us. I just want to make that clear. That's why I'm going out of turn. He said, I did. With a ton of help from you, your community, and a few others, I launched with 3 episodes on January 24th, and I publish a new episode each week. He said, the learning curve has been beyond steep, but the support of this community is at times nearly overwhelming. And he goes on to say, I'm incredibly grateful, still finding my voice and style, of course, but getting better every day. And I'm going to give Craig's podcast a plug as well. It's called Life Out There, which he reminded me, this I didn't remember. He reminded me, I helped him to land that name. So I thought that was pretty cool too. So that's a community win for sure, because he brought that up several times, as you heard. And I just think that's awesome. And I think, and again, talk about the power of community. And by the way, he also mentioned how much he, like Chris, is enjoying the podcast. And actually, that was one additional line that he shared. Where is that? He said, oh, yes. He said, P.S., I was ecstatic when you announced the Podcasting Morning Chat podcast. And he said he's started every day with us since we launched. So I think that's super cool. All right, here's what I want to do also is I want to, Chris, I'm going to remove your link, please forgive me, and please put it in the chat and or text it to me because I want to put it in the show notes as well. But here is Craig's show, Life Out There. And Craig is an RVer, and this is about his experience on the road.
I remember him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know who he is. Yeah. I remember he came, I think he came on the evening chat as well.
Ah, okay, cool. Yeah. So Craig,
I want to take all the credit possible.
you're welcome to.
What are the downloads like? If that, I know numbers don't matter, but I'm just curious.
As far as us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm happy to share. I don't mind sharing at all. And I haven't looked in a few days. So let me pull it up for you while you ask. Yeah. So
can I add something really quick?
Yeah.
When you first said Life Out There, with seeing it with the cover art makes so much sense, but I definitely thought it was like Life Out There, like out of space. That was alien. Uh-huh. I was like, I am here for this topic. If anyone has an alien podcast, send it my way.
Oh, didn't learn something new about you, Simona. All right. Yeah. So Alex, to answer your question, now it's, I remember I moved from Buzzsprout to Spotify for Podcasters, so I lose that data from Buzzsprout. It doesn't transfer over. I did download all of that, and I have those numbers, but for sake of time, I'm not going to add those on there. But since I moved it to Spotify for Podcasters, I think like a week and a half ago, on that platform, we've had 200 plays so far, and surprisingly, well, maybe even not so surprisingly, the most downloaded episode so far was the one we did the other day about Risa Tisa. So thanks to Simona for getting some more ears on our podcast, because she's the one that brought that up. But yeah, it's, I can't, you know, I'm still actually, here we go. Yeah, it's actually almost doubles the amount of plays with 50. As far as then the number 2 episode, 25. And that actually was the one that Chris had just referenced, the episode about Do I Need a Podcast? So we have some work to do, and I'm still very, very proud of the growth so far because, quite frankly, I have not really promoted very much other than occasionally sharing clips or references to the pod, to a specific episode. And I promise I plan on heavily promoting this in the weeks ahead. So thank you for asking. And I'm going to keep it moving. Yvonne, good morning. Please share some wins from your week.
Good morning. Wow. So many exciting things happening in this community. And I love how much of it is community-based. That's incredible. And I'm a little out of breath. I'm out walking my friend's dog because she's out of town. And he is pulling me all over the place. but anyway, I had my first author event on Saturday at our local library. They hosted me and it was incredible. It was, you know, we had about 40 people, I think, showed up. My first time getting up and speaking in front of an audience of live breathing people where it hasn't been on Zoom or some virtual method. So it was definitely a change. I used a slide deck for the first time. That was exciting. Did all the things to get set up to continue the conversation with people if they were interested. So I had an email sign up sheet and it went really well. A lot of my friends and some of John's family came. I felt loved and supported. It was incredible. And then later on in the week, on Tuesday, I got to go see my guy perform in a staged reading series called Play With Your Food. He just knocked it out of the park. And sorry for the noise. And it's been an incredible week. I had three interviews for my podcast and I was a guest on somebody else's podcast. So I've been doing lots and lots of on-camera interview time, and the guests have been incredible. I just can't wait to release these episodes. So overall, a pretty amazing week.
Sounds like it. Congratulations. First-time author event. And damn, 40 people showing up for first one, too. That's pretty awesome. And I'm curious, because you said not only was it your first author event, it was your first time speaking in front of people in real life. I'm curious, how was that really? How was that first time experience? And did your experience on Clubhouse help at all?
Woo! Yes. In answer to your second question, my experience on Clubhouse and all the I've done a lot of live summits, the live streams that I've done with Kat Corchado, our Salty Sisters live stream, all those things have built up to give me confidence in being able to speak on the fly. I did do a lot of prep for this. I read the introduction to my book out loud. I led people through a quick imagination exercise. And then had a Q&A session. And I have to say, one of the reasons I've always feared the public speaking thing, I don't know if you all know, I'm an actress. I have theater training. I can get up in front of a crowd and perform with a script and rehearsals and all the things. But to get up and speak as myself about something, sorry about all the traffic noise, about something that I care about, is something that I tend to break into tears over things. And when it happened right at the beginning, because I wanted to thank the library for hosting me, and I was talking about how special the library actually is to me, because my kids, it's just personally a place where I feel like I've raised my kids. And starting to speak about that really set me So I had to recover for a minute, and I did. And there were a couple of other moments where I was a little bit clumped, but I kept going and I watched the video playback. I did set up a video camera to record the whole thing, and it went great. I did okay, you know. It was an incredible overall experience, you know. Definitely a first time, and I'm looking forward to doing more of it. I do want to do more speaking in front of people, so I feel really good about it overall.
Thank you for sharing that, and I can relate a little bit to that. I tend to, when I am on stage, if I start to speak about something passionate, I'm passionate about, I feel that emotion coming on. And yeah, sometimes I when I'm speaking and I'm in that mode, I can feel kind of my mouth curling down, you know, as if I might cry. And I'm always fighting it. I can totally relate to that.
It's also because what I'm talking about is so personal. Mm-hmm. You know, my podcast is very personal to me. It's not like I'm doing, you know, business related things, which I'm able to kind of get through much more easily without that kind of thing. But when I talk about my, you know, my personal journey, it kicks it up, man.
I hear you. All right, I'm going to keep things going. Thank you again, Yvonne. Thank you for sharing, and congratulations. Michelle, good morning to you. Please share a win or two with us.
Good morning, everybody. So my win this week is I released my fifth episode, and I hit 250 downloads. So that is super exciting. And I started to build my website, and I figured out how to get onto YouTube. So that's a big win for me. And the other thing that I'm working on is something that I've always wanted to do, but I am collaborating with someone that I met at PodFest who has become a good friend of mine. And I would like to organize a couples retreat where we can bring couples in and just have a good time and teach people to reconnect together. So that's something that I'm working on and I'm excited about.
Amazing. That's awesome, Michelle. I mean, yeah,
thank you.
Wow. If you think about where you were and the struggle for you or the challenges for you to get started, and now here we are, that's really awesome. Now you're talking about doing live in-person things. I mean, that's awesome. Congratulations, really.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to John. Good morning, John. Please share some wins from your week.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. So three quick wins I'm going to talk about. Number one, across 935,000 downloads of the podcast. So it's really grown. It's picking up a lot of steam. I'm very happy about. Number two, Facebook crossed 44,200 followers. And number three, this is one that a lot of, and Yvonne really reminded me of this when we talked about the library. I booked an interview on WGN Radio, which is based out of Chicago. And they cover pretty much most of the upper Midwest. So total broadcast listenership in the multi-millions. It's a great way. Reach out. You're in the media. You see a lot of podcasters on Fox, CNN, whatever they are. It's a great way to get exposure. But if they don't know about you, they're not going to contact you. So make networking, reach out to people, and see what happens. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations. And I know it's been on your radar, that goal to hit 1 million downloads. You're oh so close. So congratulations there.
The way it's going right now, it tentatively looks like by the end of next month, maybe even a little bit earlier or later, but it's close.
Awesome. And congratulations on that WGN interview. That's very cool. Yvonne, did you want to say something?
Yes. Well, first of all, John, massive congratulations on that. And something you said sparked me. The fact that you've got to reach out. I wouldn't have had this library event if I hadn't reached out to them to ask them if they would host me. they didn't come knocking on my door because they heard I had a book. I actually had to do that reach out, and it was one of those send the damn email kind of moments, because I've been wanting to do this for a while there. So
that's funny, because that's how we did it for our first in-person next month. I think it's next month. No, April. I mean, we just went there and I brought Lucy. I mean, how do you say no to her? So
yeah. Very cool. Thank you for sharing, everybody. All right. Oh, Simona, you want to add something? Actually, Simona, why don't you, whatever you want to add, go for it, and then share a quick win and pass it on to Dominic, then Alex, and then I'll take over.
Oh, wow. Okay, sure. Cool. Okay, so what I wanted to add, because you were talking about the top episode on the podcast feed, if you will, for this room. And I wanted to highlight something that was really interesting. So I watched all 52 parts of Risa Tisa's story. Okay. And then I started watching some of her other content as well. And I wanted to highlight, because I think this is going to be a really interesting thing/trend potentially for TikTok, other creators potentially getting inspired by this. She had said afterwards that she deliberately and purposefully made the series in the way that it was, right? Episode by episode in 52 parts, so that people could watch it and listen to it as an audiobook, which I thought was so interesting. So she had said, yeah, it is so interesting to me. And particularly not, yes, from like a storytelling point of view, but I think for me, it's particularly on the platform of TikTok, right? So taking a story like that and putting it on TikTok in a way that feels like chapter by chapter. So if you go and watch the video, she says that she wanted each part of the story to feel like you're reading a chapter of a book. And so some are longer, some are shorter, and they're all in a playlist on her TikTok, which I thought was so cool. And there are so many people now who are reacting, all kinds of creators with all different backgrounds, who are all reacting and kind of looking into the way she did this, dissecting it, you know, understanding it. Like, it is, she is, I think, just an incredible storyteller to begin with. But I love the intention of audiobook, right, behind the scenes, and also not gatekeeping the story, I think was really cool. So anyways, I just wanted to highlight that, because I know we had talked about it the other day, but she literally posted this last night and I watched it last night. So I wanted to share it with you all, especially from a digital marketing point of view and a podcast promotion point of view. I think even could be a really useful way to maybe see how she did it, and what did she do in terms of her own way of storytelling and her personality and her lived experience and her perspective, like just really cool all around. I think a win for me this week would be, so 2 weeks ago we had the mastermind morning on two Mondays ago, and I brought to you all that my membership felt really chaotic and confusing, and I wasn't sure about like how I wanted to take it and streamline it. So that same day I had a call with my team. We had brainstormed everything and we relaunched it on Wednesday to my email list, with a whole new structure to it, way lower price. So it's $27 a month now. And every single week I create a resource and send that resource out with a video explaining what that resource is about, how to use it. Also pulling everyone into a private Facebook community where I'm going to do, you know, industry updates, different live trainings, all kinds of like goodies behind the scenes for people who are part of the membership. So I have a $27 a month right now price. I'm holding that price for 3 months. And then I think I'm going to bump it up to $57 probably indefinitely. So if you want to try it out, you totally can. There is no commitment. There's no like, you know, you have to stay in for 3 months minimum or whatever. And there's bonuses if you sign up for a year. So the yearly rate is $300. So yeah. So if you want to check it out, the link is in my, I can drop it in the chat if you want to try it out. I'm going to stop talking now. Dominic, your turn.
Actually, if I could go second to last, Simona's share just made me think about a request I want to make of the group. So if I could
sure.
Go to Walter for right now. Yeah.
No, we're going to go to Alex, then Walt, and then me.
My apologies, Alex.
It's okay. That said, we're doing our first, not first, we're The Walking Dead is back. So the last 5 episodes of the main story, and we are doing a after show 10:30 Sunday. That's my podcast news. And unfortunately, I was supposed to see Simona and a bunch of other people and Sean this weekend for the convention up in Toronto camp, but life got in the way, so I couldn't do it. So I'm really disappointed I couldn't see those guys. And finally, the evening chat is still going on, and it's been really amazingly successful in terms of people coming in. So just want to thank everybody.
Awesome. Yeah, let's keep it going. Walt?
What's up, y'all? Actually, I don't... What was the question?
Share any wins that you have.
Oh, recent wins. Well, you know what? Actually, I'm working on being back outside, what I call it, which isn't necessarily like going out and all that stuff. But just being an active person and actually publishing stuff and testing things publicly instead of just in my head. That's a quick pro tip. Don't just plan stuff, do stuff. So I'm actually curious if anyone is doing a or uses Notion. I'm hosting a Notion pop-up happy hour thing on Tuesday. So yeah, just hit me up. Message me if you want to come. And yeah.
Very cool. Congratulations. And I know Nick is a big Notion guy, so definitely connect with Nick too. And I'll probably hit that up as well because Nick is such a Notion guy and I haven't fully adopted it yet. I think it would probably benefit me from learning a thing or two more about it. So thank you for sharing that.
It is the way.
Yes. So thank you all for this week. I am, believe it or not, off to jump in the car, drive 7 to 8 hours back home to old home, to Maryland, to see the family. It was a little unexpected. We had a little bit of relationship drama in the family with the kids, and well, one of the kids and one of their relationships. So we're going there for some moral support. Like I said, unexpectedly, but that doesn't change anything. We're back Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern time. I will be doing it remotely from my parents' home, and I have all my equipment I'm bringing along. And actually, let me go to Dominic to wrap us up, and then I will say goodbye. Go ahead, Dominic.
Sure thing. Thank you again, Mark, for this opportunity. So really quickly, I'll share my wins. I was on vacation this week, so just absolutely having days of doing glorious nothings was amazing. So there's that. Two, I mentioned Lisa earlier, who who I kind of collaborated with. She is also a fellow Ambi DIY category nominee. We're in the same category and we're really good friends. So I'm rooting for her just as much as she's rooting for me. So there is that. And lastly, I have a request of the entire group here. So as we wane into the final days of Black History Month, and we've had this story of Risa Tisa that Simona shared with the group and stuff like that, it made me think about something just now, because there are many Black creatives like Risa Tisa who don't get the look, the shine that, you know, that she's kind of getting right now. So what a request I have of the group as we head into the final days of Black History Month is to find a Black indie podcaster and check out their show and rate and review it. And I think it will give you an idea of how and why Risa Tisa's story is so captivating, in addition to the way she did the drip of her content. But you'll get a sense of how that style of storytelling resonates with a lot of people. So if you would, final days of Black History Month, find a Black indie podcaster and listen to their show and rate and review it. I would appreciate that.
Thank you, Dominic. Yeah, and here's another one, another podcast, or a podcast, because I don't think you shared a specific one. Here's one that I highlighted in my newsletter, and it's by one of our own community members, Sandy. Sandy's been joining us more and more, and she does the 90 Day Wins podcast. And we featured her for Black History Month, as we've been doing each week with my newsletter this month. So yeah, if you're looking for a podcast to listen to, rate, and review, there you go. And I will share it in the show notes as well for our podcast audience. Thank you all for an amazing week of conversations. Looking forward to next week's. And remember, as Alex had pointed out, if you want more, you can join live the podcasting evening chat tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on Clubhouse. And until Monday, make it a great weekend, everybody. Take care.